You don't have to risk your life to experience Everest, or at least its base camp in Nepal, where Edmund Hillary, Tenzing Norgay and their team began their historic ascent up to the summit. Inspired by these explorers and others, Jeff Bernaldi quit his New York banking job in 2017 to dedicate himself full-time to adventure travel. His company, The Explorer's Passage, offers a range of guided treks around the world, varying in length and levels of difficulty. Among the most popular are the Inca Trail Tour to Machu Picchu, Peru, the W Trek in Patagonia, Chile, or the Advanced Level Trek to Mount Kilimanjaro Base Camp in Tanzania. Everest Base Camp is another challenging trek, 5,364 meters up the world's highest mountain. The 18-day trip takes in historical sights and breathtaking views of the Himalayas. To find out more, Speak Up contacted Bernaldi. We began by asking him what trekking meant to him.
I was fascinated with the old explorers, Shackleton and Edmund Hillary, that have done these amazing things. I went on the first hike of my life right outside New York City, and it had a transformational effect on my life. I just remembered feeling very connected to nature. I really liked being with a community of people. It made me feel a sense of accomplishment.
While the Explorer's Passage offers experiences suitable for everyone, the climb to Everest Base Camp is not for the faint-hearted. The trip begins in the Nepalese capital, and it is an adventure just to get to Tenzing Hillary Airport in Lukla, where the hike begins.
We arrive in Kathmandu. We stay in the Thamel district, which is a really lively area and not too far from the historical sites. One in particular is Buddhanath, which is a giant stupa. Because of the mountains, you can't drive to Lukla, the starting point of Everest Base Camp track. It is an airport that sits in a little valley on a cliff. You have to take a five-hour drive from Kathmandu, and then it's a 15-minute flight.
The trek follows a similar route that Hillary and Tenzing took in April 1953. It begins immediately on arrival, and already the air is thin, as Bernaldi explains.
The hike is 8 days up, 5 days down. We do two acclimatization days. That's where you're going up for a little bit and down to condition your heart and get used to those lower oxygen levels. We have guides. There are porters that carry a majority of our group's items. Along the way, you're staying in tea houses in the various villages, and there's various historical and cultural sites along the route. Unfortunately, there's something called Everest Link. You can have Wi-Fi the whole time. We still encourage people to turn their phones off. The highest point of the trek is Everest Base Camp, which is situated at approximately 17,800 feet in elevation. The only people that are allowed to sleep at Base Camp are those whom are climbing to the summit of Everest. If you're doing the Everest Base Camp trek, then you stop at Base Camp for a little bit, and then you start walking back down.
Climbing to Everest's summit is extremely dangerous, and Bernaldi says he will never attempt it. High altitudes affect even the fittest people in unexpected ways.
We do prep calls with all of our guests to talk about preparation and training. If someone starts to feel a little sick during the trek, then we tell them it's critically important that they let our guides know immediately. We do bring oxygen on the trek, but if someone's really not well due to the altitude, the best way to resolve it is to descend immediately.